Welcome to the Realize Soul podcast with Tessa Alburn. Receive a healthy dose of soothing vibes, heartfelt stories, and sweet soul wisdom for thriving outside of the conventional world.
Hello, and welcome to Realize Soul. I'm Tessa Alburn, and today I'll be sharing with you a little bit about my story with my mother, a specific event that I can share with you so that hopefully you're going to understand maybe some new ways to tap more into the honoring of your mother with all her flaws so that you can free yourself up some and bring the real you more forward. Having a mother is one of the things in life that everyone shares. Whether our mother stuck around for us or they didn't, whether they were generally we think of them as wonderful or we think of them as really harsh, it doesn't matter. We've all had a mother in our lives that has had a deep impact on us. Sometimes you could be wondering, will I ever truly be free of the quirks, the negative traits of my mother? I mean, depending on where you are in your life cycle, you could be at a point where you're watching things and just disbelief, like, oh my gosh, this is what she would have done. What's wrong with me? Right? We can get really into this questioning of ourselves and kind of undermine ourselves. And then there are times where we're idealizing the positive traits, right? It's really hard to find the balance of the actual appreciation, honoring, love, without these giant swings back and forth where we start to question ourselves. Recently, I was invited to a celebration of life for a friend of mine. And while I was there and I was witnessing her daughters who were holding the event, I just was thinking, oh my gosh, everyone here who's celebrating her life is just, it's so idealized. It's a bit much. And I could just see and sense the pain in these girls' eyes. You know, that most people just didn't get what was really going on in the household. And I think that's true for so many of us. And so I'm going to share a little bit of my story here so that, you know, you can understand, like, it doesn't need to have a negative impact on you for the rest of your life. You can actually free yourself up, not through denial or pushing aside or trying not to remember, or beating yourself up or going to therapy forever and ever and ever, but through a different way, perhaps, of embracing the traits of the mother in a way that's healthy. Sometimes when I'm working with my clients, they're like, you know, you must have had this really great childhood. And I know that it's important for me to share parts of my story, even though I feel like a lot of them are so far behind me. So this is an opportunity here to really understand anyone with any kind of childhood can become who they really are. I fully believe that with all my heart. It does take consciousness. It takes choice. It may take some healing of old wounds, and it's possible. Some of the events with my mom, just they shaped me in ways I could not have predicted. There was just no way. And people who are really close with me today know that I am at peace with my mother. But it took me a long time to get there. So I'm hoping that you're going to be able to take a little shortcut to greater peace with yours while also honoring the pain of what was missing or just downright wrong for you. I was a very shy girl. I had low esteem. I felt unvalued. I was scared to exist. And when my mother would say something to me, it was usually some kind of performance-based desire for me, like, you know, get good grades, that kind of thing, do better, go do your homework. Or worse, it was a do this for me, like an obedience request, although it wasn't really much of a request. It was a statement. It was like, you just have to do this. And there were no hugs or cuddle times at the end of the day. There were very few words, if any, of actual encouragement. There was, on the other hand, plenty of leaking frustration and pushing me and pushing my deep well of feelings aside. Like, having feelings just was completely unacceptable. And eventually, I was molded into following the footsteps of the women in our family line and our lineage, and most of them were musicians. So in typical form, I was not allowed to choose my instrument. And when I was, I think I was five, I could have been six, I was told to play the accordion. Are you kidding me? What a horrible thing to even conceive of needing to play. Like, my only associations with the accordion were like these strange ones of polka bands and things like this, and this big heavy thing that you had to lug around. Well, I learned to play it, and it came time for my first public performance. It was just one song, right, with my music teacher and all her students, and we gathered at one of the local churches, and all the parents were there and the friends of some of the kids. And I got up on stage and I went to play the first note, and I absolutely just froze in terror. I hadn't been on stage in front of anyone before, and I also came with this pressure, this inner pressure, because I knew my mother was a performer. She had her own church choirs, and she was very outgoing and outspoken about them, and nothing held her back in that way. And I just froze, and I could feel the shaking start. I didn't even know if I was going to be able to stand there or hold up the accordion, much less play anything. And the tears just started running down my face. And what happened next was just so shocking to me. It was completely unexpected. I hear this giant voice from the middle of the pews. Do something! Help her! Just don't stand there! This mean voice, this powerful yelling. To me, it was like screaming, right? And I was just mortified. I began to shake even more, nearly unable to hold that accordion up, just the pressure of it across my back, like this horrible weight pulling me down. I just wanted to disappear, but I couldn't go anywhere. It was just like this nightmare during the day, a living nightmare. And it seemed like it went on forever. And finally, it was determined amongst the adults. I couldn't hear anything. At a certain point, I just lost the words. I didn't know what was happening. I was just standing there frozen. And finally, it was determined that my teacher would come up and play my song along with me. So she got out her accordion and she came up and she stood next to me and she started playing. And eventually, I was able to play with her through the tears. It was one of the worst experiences of my public life. I did everything in my power going forward never to speak up like that in public, never to make a big noise, because I had associated my mother with the problem in that moment. My terror was not just because I couldn't play. It was because my mother was a tremendous embarrassment, an absolute humiliation on all levels. I believed that she deserved all this shame and that people must hate her. And I became the opposite. I rebelled against her, and that moment of awfulness, that memory of absolute humiliation, by choosing to never be loud, to never make anyone uncomfortable with my voice or my instructions. But the problem with that technique is that we don't just become ourselves, we become a dampened down version of ourselves, and we're caught in this loop of trying not to be them. And our energy is just wasted, and our souls do not fully express. Instead, to break it, we must realize that it's actually okay. It was okay, and it is okay that they were who they were. It didn't make it right for me as her daughter, but it was okay that she was who she was. And then we need to find ourselves. Who am I without pushing against being not her? Who am I really? Who do I want to be? But doing it in a way that isn't hiding or cowering or trying to cover up for something that we perceive as a big, big flaw. So two of the gifts I received in my life that I cultivated by having a mother with this kind of nature were the gift of listening and the gift of what I'll call grace. I am not now and never will be a public screamer. I have a sense of decorum and its value, and I know that there's always another way to get something done with kindness and a soft voice. Now, eventually, I also found my loud, bitchy voice, and I now know how and when to unleash her, too. This part of me, she is the boundary holder. She's the protector of my personal space. She's the one who insists on being heard when others are wanting to control, bully, or walk over me. I can have my mother's like lion/bear strength and my sense of dignity at the same time. So let me ask you, what is a pivotal moment in your life, some memory that you, maybe you've been absolutely hating it or pushing it away or not wanting, wishing your life was completely different? What was one of the pivotal moments? And I invite you to look beyond your past pain and see if there is also a gift too. A gift that more closely resonates with your soul and your way of being. What is it that you're pleased with in terms of knowing yourself? And secondly, what will you do to make peace with the pain part so you can fully embrace the gift? Is forgiveness needed? Do you need to forgive yourself? Or your mother? Or maybe anger's needed? You know, anger can be really, really healthy if you can learn to express it in a non-harmful way. So that, you know, part of having anger is so that your young self can finally know she's okay and there never really was anything wrong with her and her feelings were justified. They were righteous. And that she is and was always good enough. What is it that you need to make peace with the pain? When you can love this part of you who froze or ran or fought back then, when you can know who you are in your soul, you're creating an authentic experience of you. And I hope you can allow yourself to have a life of fully expressed soul as you love and forgive the hurts of the past. We cannot just push them away. We cannot make ourselves wrong for what we felt or the hurt that we took on. Our feelings were valid. Your feelings were valid. And it's time to love yourself into the present, because the world wants to know the real you. I thank you for listening, and you're invited to come back in a couple weeks for more soothing vibes and inspiration for thriving outside the conventional world and being yourself and honoring her. And if you'd like to know more about working with me, go to realizedsoul.com, R-E-A-L-I-Z-E-D, soul, S-O-U-L.com, and say hello. All right. Bye-bye for now, and may you connect with who you truly are, honoring it. Aho.
Thank you for listening to Realize Soul. If you love what you heard, please share us with your friends. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcast directory.